Close Range by Annie Proulx, read by William Dufries.
Reality's never been of much use out here. Retired Wyoming rancher. The half-skinned steer. In the long unfurling of his life, from tight-wound kid hustler in a wool suit riding the train out of Cheyenne to geriatric limper in this spooled-out year, Miro had kicked down thoughts of the place where he began, a so-called ranch on strange ground at the south hinge of the Bighorns. He'd got himself out of there in 1936, had gone to a war and come back, married and married again and again, made money in boilers and air duct cleaning and smart investments, retired, got into local politics and out again without scandal, never circled back to see the old man and Rollo bankrupt and ruined, because he knew they were. They called it a ranch, and it had been. But one day the old man said it was impossible to run cows in such tough country where they fell off cliffs, disappeared into sinkholes, gave up large numbers of calves to marauding lions, where hay couldn't grow but leafy spurge and Canada thistle throve, and the wind packed enough sand to scour windshields opaque. The old man wangled a job delivering mail, but looked guilty fumbling bills into his neighbor's mailboxes. Miro and Rollo saw the mail route as a defection from the work of the ranch, work that fell on them. The breeding herd was down to 82, and a cow wasn't worth more than $15, but they kept mending fence, whittling ears and scorching hides, hauling cows out of mud holes and hunting lions in the hope that sooner or later...